AP News. I'm Ed Donahue. Kyle Rittenhouse told a jury in Kenosha, Wisconsin,
"I didn't do anything wrong. I defended myself."
Rittenhouse is accused of killing two people on the streets of Kenosha last year during a night of violent protest. Testifying on his own behalf, Rittenhouse said the first man he killed threatened to kill him. The second person killed was Anthony Huber.
"As I'm getting up, he strikes me in the neck with his skateboard a second time."
"Then what happened?"
"He grabs my gun and I can feel it pulling away from me, and I can feel the strap starting to come off my body."
"And what do you do then?"
"I fire one shot."
The judge admonished prosecutors over their questioning of Rittenhouse.
"Pardon me?"
"That was before the
defense
testimony."
"Don't get brazen with me."
Kyle Rittenhouse was 17 when he went to Kenosha with an assault-style semi-automatic weapon and a medic bag in what he said was an attempt to protect property from rioters. The Biden administration says more than 900,000 kids, 5 to 11, will get a coronavirus shot in the program's first week. Here's the AP's Sagar Magani.
Virus response chief Jeff Zion says it's a strong showing, with more than 700,000 first-shot appointments scheduled in coming days.
"And we are just getting started."
The number appears similar to the burst of vaccinations when kids ages 12 to 15 became eligible in May, but the adolescent vaccination rate dropped sharply 4 months after, and only about half of those 12 to 17 are now fully vaccinated. Some experts predict the demand to vaccinate the younger kids may start to fall in weeks as well. CDC Chief Rochelle Walensky is urging parents not to let that happen.
"COVID-19 poses a significant risk to our children."
Sagar Magani, Washington.
The Attorney General in New York is releasing hundreds of pages of transcripts of interviews conducted during an investigation into sexual harassment allegations against former Governor Andrew Cuomo. This is AP News. Jobless claims reached a new pandemic low.
267,000 Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. The Labor Department says that's a decline of 4,000 from the week before, and the sixth straight week that jobless claims have dropped. Unemployment applications are nearing pre-pandemic levels of about 220,000 a week. Now, many businesses complain they can't find workers to fill their job openings, which reached a near record 10.4 million in August. Still, the economy remains more than 4 million jobs short of where it was in February 2020. Mike Hemp in Washington.
Attorneys for former Las Vegas Raiders player Henry Ruggs III are fighting to keep his medical records out of the hands of prosecutors, charging him with driving under the influence in a fiery crash that killed a woman and cost Ruggs his NFL job. I'm Ed Donahue, AP News.